From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. France tries to gather support for an attack on the Islamic State. French President François Hollande urged Russia to help create a grand coalition to defeat the militants. Mr. Hollande, on a diplomatic offensive to build a large force against the militant Islamist group, met with Russian President Vladimir Putin Thursday. Mr. Putin said Russia was ready to unite with France against their mutual enemy. However, the exchange between the two leaders was awkward due to strained relations between Russia and the West over the crisis in Ukraine and differing policies in the Middle East. Tensions remain heated between Turkey and Russia following Turkey's shooting down of a Russian warplane near the Turkey-Syria border earlier this week. In an interview with CNN, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said his country would not apologize for downing the jet and said, quoting now, "those who violated our airspace are the ones who need to apologize." Thousands of people gathered Thursday at a university in Kenya to celebrate Mass with Pope Francis. Francis arrived at the University of Nairobi on his Popemobile, arriving through crowds that had waited for hours to see him. Kenya has declared Thursday a national holiday. The two Koreas agreed Thursday to hold a rare high-level dialogue next month. The Unification Ministry in Seoul said the talks will be in line with an accord struck in August aimed at easing cross-border tensions. A ministry spokesman said the two sides would meet at the deputy minister level December 11th in the Kaesong Joint Industrial Zone just inside North Korea. Meetings between mid-level officials began Thursday on the North Korean side of the truce village Panmunjom. This is VOA News. Belgium lowered the terrorism alert for the capital Thursday, 5 days after it was raised to the highest possible level. Brussels remains on high alert, however, following a 4-day security lockdown during which schools and the commuter rail system were closed. The security measures were taken because of fears that French and Belgian militants would carry out terrorist attacks like the one in Paris on November 13th. British Prime Minister David Cameron has appealed to lawmakers to back airstrikes against Islamic State militants in Syria, saying it will make the country safer. Henry Ridgewell reports.
From their base in Cyprus, British warplanes are already conducting airstrikes on Islamic State targets in Iraq. Prime Minister Cameron told British lawmakers that operation must be extended to the group's heartland in Syria.
We do face a fundamental threat to our security. We can't wait for a political transition. We have to hit these terrorists in their heartlands right now.
British lawmakers will be given a vote on extending the airstrikes to Syria, but only when the government is sure the bill will not be defeated. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Southeast and Central European leaders have pledged closer cooperation on combating terrorism and dealing with the current refugee crisis. The pledge was made Wednesday in the Croatian capital Zagreb at an annual summit. The meeting was attended by U.S. Vice President Joe Biden and the President of the European Council, Donald Tusk. A declaration issued after the summit said the migrant crisis poses an unprecedented humanitarian and security challenge. Americans mark the annual Thanksgiving holiday Thursday with family gatherings, meals, and parades. The holiday has traditionally been a time of giving thanks to God for the year's bounty. In 1789, U.S. President George Washington proclaimed November 26th as a day of public thanksgiving and prayer. In 1941, President Franklin Roosevelt signed a measure into law making the fourth Thursday of each November an official Thanksgiving holiday. Chinese authorities have released on medical leave a 71-year-old journalist imprisoned on charges of leaking state secrets. State media reported the development Thursday, just hours after a court reduced the sentence for Gao Yu from 7 years to 5. The Boko Haram extremist group killed at least 15 people in an attack Thursday on a village in Niger's southern border area of Difa. Niger security sources said the militants arrived at the village of Bogone on foot and opened fire indiscriminately on villagers, adding that government troops pursued them. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.